that revival atmosphere. Well, something I've been praying about, and a person I've been praying for probably a couple years, and he would say, and he's going to share in just a minute, that he was that person. And we would have pretty exhausting emails and phone calls, like, I don't know what to tell you. It's okay to feel God. You know, it's emotional worship. And the problem is, when we leave our first love, we can get hard and rigid. And so he was actually on his way from Canada to Asbury University and stopped by here this morning. And he is the founder of Sermon Index, so make sure to log in, subscribe to sermonindex.net. He's been featuring our sermons for probably 12, 13 years, even though we disagree sometimes on this emotional type of revival atmosphere. But just to see the work that God is doing in his heart has been amazing. And he's just Thursday, I said, hey, do you want to give just briefly share what happened? I think it'd be so encouraging, especially in light of what's going on in our country. So, Brother Greg, why don't you come up, Greg Gordon, and share? He's a little taller than me, so I'm going to... It's all yours.
Thank you, Brother.
There we go. Our morning worship this morning shut off, and we just had to have a prayer meeting for a while, so you have to go with the flow. So it's all yours. Thank you. Okay.
Well, it's an honor to be here again. I was here 6 years ago, and I was in the process of basically losing my first love for quite a while. And you think, well, how can that happen? And most of us don't realize when we're actually losing our first love. I just wrote some notes, so I'll just kind of read some things here. My heart was hard. I was being more and more critical and judgmental. I was filling my life with theology, church history, ancient church traditions, but not Jesus. I was happy to know about God more, but not spend time with him in a secret place. I became critical of some revivals and would be against spirit-filled teachings at times. The more I delved into religion, orthodoxy, Anglicanism, whatever you fill that with, the more sad I became. Jesus opened my eyes to this. It was a miracle of God. He restored me back to himself and gave me fresh manna daily. He is my life, my love, my everything. He has refilled me with the Holy Spirit. He has given me love for the things of the Spirit. Worship has become something I get to do. Spending time with him in a secret place is something I want to do now. Amen. I left my first love, but now God has brought me back. And the mandate for me this year is to fill my oil daily, seeking to be prepared for the coming bridegroom, to have the bridegroom love for Jesus. And so I just felt... And I've been in ministry for 20 years, and I've been around revival meetings and church meetings, and I just became jaded. I became weary. I became tired, and I just gave up. And I just tried to fill it with everything I could, and we can all be there. On February 8th, 2023, there was a chapel service in Asbury University, just as normal. One student confessed, and a group of 30 students stayed to worship and confess to God. The service now has not ended for, actually, 11 days now. The first 7 days, the services ran 24/7, not stopping even for a minute. Brent Williamson, a pastor from Ohio, a man I know, he visited Asbury and he shared this. There was such an unbelievable freedom to worship Jesus. The entire atmosphere was utter freedom. This is still happening right as we speak. This is firsthand. You felt like you're at the throne in heaven and everyone was around him. God was in the midst. At times, the instruments would go silent, and it was like a holy hush. No one was in charge. There was no known leader. There was no known worship team. They rotated the singers and musicians every 2 hours or so. There was a guitar, piano, and beatbox. That was it. No fancy lighting, wood seats without cushions, stained glass windows. The floor was concrete. No words on a screen to sing from. No offerings. I saw puddles of tears on concrete. It was a wave of the Spirit that hit certain people at different times. The altar was full, nonstop, with people weeping and also worshiping at it. The Spirit of God was making the altar call. After 6 hours, I didn't want to leave. You could tell it was the same for everyone there. All I know is he was there. He said, one of the leaders said, "We aren't stepping into something unusual, but something normal." He also said, "Imagine if every church on every street corner was like this." Howard Snyder, a Wesleyan theologian, I've read many of his books in the past. He came. He interviewed the 30 students that began the meetings. They said the instruments didn't overwhelm the words. You can worship any way you want. Some were healed physically without people laying on of hands, just healed in the audience. The Asbury student body president said, "We are just sitting with him. It's very deeply gentle and deeply loving. It's just a glimpse of what I think heaven will be like." Rick Curry, who's a visiting minister, he said, "I've never seen the altars barren." He's been there every day for hours, and he's never seen it empty. And John Avant, a leader of Life Action Ministry, he preached here 6 years ago. He said, "We've forgotten the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time to reject skepticism and walk in the movement of God." And I tuned into the live stream 2 days into the Asbury Revival. I've been experiencing a first love for Jesus for 5 months now. And every day it's just been hungry after God, seeking after God. Lord, I want to fill the gap. And when I saw the live stream, I knew it was revival. I knew it was something. I wept. I knew God was meeting an undeserving people, people who don't deserve it. And you are an undeserving people too. I am an undeserving man for God's presence. There's two video clips I think we're going to share. The first video clip of the revival, in Revelation chapter 4, we have this idea or this thought, a picture, we sung it, of angels and the elders crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," all continually, never stopping, and never stopping worship. And in a service 3 days ago, at the end of a 5 or 6 hour service, they let out in a song, "Worthy is the Lamb," a short chorus. It did not stop for 1 hour. Every time the worship band tried to stop it, the people kept going. And for 1 hour, they saying, "Worthy is the Lamb." It was like heaven on earth, and we're going to play a part of that now. And a second video, just we're going to share before I close here. We've all read the passage, Luke 15:7. In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 who are righteous and have not strayed away. And there's the angels in heaven just erupting in praise when someone truly comes to the Lord and repents. And here's the second video. This is what happens in Asbury every time someone comes to the Lord, and there's many coming to the Lord. So you can... People are jumping too, bouncing, we call it. There was a Baptist pastor, Dan Beiser, actually came here, and he was watching in the back, and he texted me and said, "They're bouncing, brother." And I said, "Are you?" And I replied back, "Brother, are you going to bounce too?" You know. I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, that if God can restore me to my first love, if he can bring all these students to a first love, if he can draw what was 10,000 people from all across the states last night to Asbury University, restoring their first love, he can restore your first love just where you are. And I encourage you, even this service, cry out to God. Come to the altar when Shane's preaching. Come and just meet God here. He'll meet you by faith. He'll restore your first love. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.
That is so. Let's just pray for Greg too and his newfound.